And welcome to another episode of Lunch and Learn with Jessica. I am your host, Jessica Phillips, the American Martial Arts Alliance Marketing Coordinator. And today, I'm going to share with you a few tips on giving your Facebook business page a facelift. All right? Giving your Facebook business page a facelift. I know every so often we need to just kind of reset and reboot and make things better. It's okay. With everything, with every season, we just need to reboot and refocus. So I'm going to help you do that for your Facebook business page. So I'm going to help you reset it. And my first tip is to get a quality photo taken. Get a quality photo taken. Hire a professional photographer, or if that's not in your budget, set up your tripod and take a picture with your timer set. Make sure that your background is clear. You can be outside with nature. You can be in front of all of your martial arts trophies. You can be in your bakery, whatever your business represents. You can have that in the background, but make sure it's nice and neat. Make sure it's clutter-free, because if you're going to take your own photo, you want to make sure it's as neat as possible. Okay, and if you have a professional come in, then they'll help you with the background and getting that quality photo and the blurred background and all that good stuff. So just make sure that you offer a quality photo for your Facebook business profile photo. Number two, this goes the same for your cover photo. All right, every Facebook page has a profile photo and it has a cover photo. More often, the profile photo is changed more often than the cover, but I mean, you can change and switch up with whichever you like. So when you're taking your photos, go ahead and have a couple of photos taken. So when you decide to update your photo within a month or update it, you know, in 3 months, you already have what you are going to post. And it's taken by the same photographer, it's taken and with the same clarity and quality. So that way you don't have to go from neat to sloppy. Okay. I hope that doesn't sound harsh, but we want to make sure that you are putting your best foot forward in having a sloppy photo, having a sloppy cover photo or profile photo. It just isn't good. All right. You know, your Facebook, like I mentioned in previous episodes, is your business card. Okay. You wouldn't give your business card. I hope you wouldn't give your business card to someone when it's all wrinkled up. It's been folded. You know, it fell between the seats of your car and you're trying to use that now because that's the only one that you have on you. You know, you want to make sure that the business card is neat. The sides are folded down. There are no creases in it. And you give that business card to someone. Same thing with your Facebook page. When somebody visits you on social media, this Facebook business page is representing you. So what is your Facebook business page saying about you and your business? All right. So what is it saying about you and your business? You want to make sure that you are keeping a very neat appearance when you go out. We iron our clothes, okay, because we want to make sure that we're representing ourselves well. When we go to a business meeting, we don't go, if you're a male, with unironed slacks, okay, or dress pants. You don't. You iron. You put your tie on. Women, we iron our dresses. We make sure all the wrinkles are out. And then we move forward. So this is the same for your Facebook page. This Facebook business page is speaking for you. I cannot stress the importance of having a neat appearance. It's very, very important. So number three, focus. Okay. This is an important one. Focus. And you say, what does this have to do with my Facebook business page? Because we are using our Facebook business page to represent a few sides of us. Okay. Some of us are photographers, authors, martial arts instructors, book editors, and more. And we're using this to all on one Facebook business page. And that we can't have that. We need to focus. We need to zero in on what we are advertising and what we want to sell, quote unquote, to our Facebook visitors and followers. So zero in is great that you're all of these. Go ahead and be a master of them all. Go ahead and move forward in all of them. But when it comes to your Facebook business page, you want to make sure that you zero in and focus on one or two things because it becomes too messy if you're talking about doing all these things on one Facebook page. So zero in on one or two things. Like if I'm an author and I have the ability to edit, I can post on both of them because they go hand in hand. They flow together. But if I'm a baking queen, I can bake the best cupcakes and the best cakes and the best donuts, and I'm also a Zumba instructor. I don't want those two things on my Facebook business page. I don't want them because they contradict one another and there's going to be friction on my page. So focus and zero in on who you want to reach. And this comes with knowing who you are. All right. So tip number four is don't have too many Facebook pages. We mentioned that person who's a photographer, a book editor, an author, a museum owner. They're all these things and they want to put them all on their Facebook business page. No. Don't do that. But also don't have a page for each one of them either. Because if you have 10 pages, some pages are going to get lost, and you don't want that to happen because they're not going to get your full attention. Do not have 10 or 15 pages. Narrow them down. What am I going to do right now? This year, I'm going to focus in on this and I'm going to do this. So, how about I have one, two, three pages tops? Okay, I can manage three pages. I can fit three pages in my schedule. And make sure that my followers are being tended to. Because if you have 10 pages and you're only concentrating on two, the followers on the other eight pages, they're going to notice that you've been missing. And if you invite them to like something else, one more page, then that's just too much. So go ahead and narrow in your focus on those one or two, three tops, all right? Three tops of pages that you're going to have. Tip number five, my last tip for the day. Have fun. Have fun. Relax and show people who you are within reason. Okay? Within reason. Share your favorite meal. Share what you and your spouse had when you went out on a date. Show you hanging out with your kids or having fun with your friends. Relax. Show them your favorite spot that you go to when you want to reboot or gather your thoughts or de-stress. Show them your favorite, have fun. And say you took a break and you decided to play video games all day, or share with them your favorite Netflix movie, or share with them your favorite Amazon movie. Just share with them what you're doing and relax a little bit. Now, remember I said within reason, okay? Within reason. So use your discretion on this one. You don't want to go too far left, all right? Don't go too far left field. You want to make sure that's within reason because remember, you are speaking to people and communicating with people that are supporting your business. They don't want to hear about a dispute that you had with your spouse, okay? They don't want to hear about a dispute that you had with your child's teacher, okay? Within discretion. Now, these are my five tips on how to give your Facebook a facelift. And this is the perfect time to do it. Why? Because it is the end of the year. We have 2 months. We have two. Tomorrow is November 1st. It's a Friday. It's November 1st. And this is the time to reboot and give your Facebook page a lift because it's going to take time. And you can even allow this to spill over into your Instagram. If you have way too many pictures on your Instagram that does not represent your business, that represents too many other things, and it is not narrowing in on your focus, you're going to want to remove those. So spend your free time to reorganize and strategize, and let's get ready for 2020. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening to my five tips on giving your Facebook business page a facelift. I hope you guys enjoyed this and just leave in the comments Leave in the comments what you did, what worked for you, what didn't work for you, how you're going to, you know, other tips that you have to give your Facebook a facelift. I would enjoy, and I love hearing from you guys. So if you need any assistance, remember, in press release marketing or social media marketing, any marketing that's needed for your social media, please contact me at amaawhos@gmail.com. That's amaawhos@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. Until next time, be blessed.